Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, what an honor it is to have an occupation in the kingdom. And my occupation happens to be communication, and it happens to be authenticity, and it happens to be self-reflection. And I pray that right now that I'm mirroring a God image, and I pray that I'm bearing good fruit, and that you see the fruit of the Spirit. And today, I have the honor to let you know that we are in a place to tell you that good things take time. And I know that we all want for all things to happen suddenly. But let me tell you something. I'm 6 years in the making of God's finest fabric here on earth. And in that, when I'm around people, I know that people they didn't even know to expect something like me to, you know, be on the horizon. And here I am walking in a room and they look up and I am attracting, you know, their eyesight my way. I'm attracting, you know, their insecurities to flee. I'm calling them up higher. No one asked for it. I'm doing this without permission. Why? Because when God calls you, you have to let go of your coward. You have to let go of your fear. And so when people come in contact with me, I believe that I am Honey. Why? I've spent so much time letting go and letting God reveal who I am. So when I go into a space, I dare not think that any man on this earth deserves any opportunity more than I do. Because I know that good things take time. And in that knowing, I know that God has said to Honey, I will not give up on you. In fact, on Sunday, I received a prophecy from a pastor that said that everything that God has said to you, Honey, he has not changed his mind about you. You know, you matter. And so in hearing those words and hearing this man sharing a sermon, he comes and walks, you know, in my direction and grabs a hold of my hand to share a word of God for my woman. That's why I have not given up. Because I know that it was me on that floor belly crawling to Jesus. And as every time I put my elbow on that floor, on that grass, on that concrete, on that dirt, and I created so many scabs and wounds crawling to Jesus, I know that so many parts of me started to fall away. As I was submitting myself, therefore, to God and resisting the devil, I know that in that resistance, I have found my King. I have found love. I have found appreciation. And I am saturated in God's goodness and mercy that stands up every time I wake up. Just to say, what are we doing today? If you're walking right, we're going right. If you're going left, we're still following you. Even when I make the wrong decision, God makes my wrong right. He rights my wrong. Why? Because good things take time. Right? You think that I'm not Jesus, so I don't know how to do all things right all the time. Yes. Sometimes the person that is a conqueror gets conquered. Get conquered by flesh, get conquered by temptation. But the one thing that if you are a warrior in Christ and if you are part of the army of the Lord, You will find yourself celebrating a victory when you didn't even see your way through. Because it's not your fight. This spiritual warfare does not belong to me. I don't know how to make, you know, light and darkness go at it, day and night go back and forth. But I do know how to call on the name of the Lord. And I say, well, God, there's spiritual warfare in my life. And I see the vision that you have casted in my dreams and the things I write in my journal. And you tell me that there is more ahead, but God, I don't even know how to take another step without you. I'm confused. I'm puzzled. You know, I'm disoriented because God, what you're asking me to do is to fight an invisible enemy that I cannot see. That the hate for me is not really for me because I'm not important. You are. So God, I know that wisdom comes from you. And I know that out of your mouth comes understanding and knowledge. Help me understand why I am agreeing to walk towards night. Where did my eyes go wrong? Where did my ears go wrong? Renew my mind. Set my heart free. Clean me up. Tear away parts of me. What can I go without? But then when God starts purging and pruning, you go back to grab back all the things that God is trying to pull you away from. Why? Because good things take time. God is good. Honey is learning how to accept good, how to be around good. I didn't come out of my mother's womb and say, I'm going to do all things good. When someone hurt me, I didn't say, oh, it's good with me. Oh, abandonment is good. Rejection is good. Betrayal is good. You know, I didn't think that way. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So even when we deny him, deny that he is God, he's still good. God just don't opt out of his goodness and say, I'm going to be evil because, you know, only 10% believe in me. No, he is going to be good. He is going to be love. He is going to be steadfast faithfulness. And the reason he is because why would he change for creation? Because our mindsets are not steady, because our wisdom is not steady and sound. That's one thing I admire about God is that I'm not seeking his glory. I'm not seeking his credit. I'm not looking to be sitting in his glory seat. I'm not looking to be a judge. So when people come around like, oh, I can't curse. I can't do those things. I'm like, listen, I have my own personal battles. I cannot pick your life apart. Now we can divide that word and read the scriptures together. But the same word I applied last year, I'm learning how to apply it today. Because it doesn't matter if I was without sin yesterday, but today there is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And I'm trying to make sure I'm not devoured. So I don't have the time to act like I don't have, you know, a speck in my own eye. Because I know that good things take time. And so as you're going through your process, take your time with your healing. Don't rush to get to all the money. Because I'm telling you, this character development is intense. That's where the pressure is. And, you know, a lot of people get on stage and, you know, people are celebrating them and saying, this is this guru. This person has achieved this level of success. Let's clap it up for this person. And that person is feeling insecure on that stage, feeling inadequate in their mind. And they may have just battled with suicide, depression, because guess what? As you level up, you're faced with different type of thoughts of negativity or imposter syndrome. You have to keep knocking down doors and moving and creating more space in your mind to become this new version of yourself. Why? Because good things take time. It didn't take God any time to be good. He is who he is. So I dare not get in front of you and pretend like I am love all the time. You know, when I'm correcting people, I attempt to do it in love. But do I get it right all the time? No, because God is love. I'm learning how to receive God's love so I can give him reciprocity. I'm learning how to be thankful all the time, how to have gratitude all the time. If we go and peel back the layers of our conversations, we have doubt that we are good. We have doubt that we are any good of any type of substance to the people around us. Yes, we want to be valuable, but there comes days that we don't want to get out of bed. There are some conversations that we have to have with our children. We're like, I don't pull from what? Pull from myself? I'd rather have bring them to a motivational speaker or to a pastor or to someone else. When God is looking at you like, I have given you everything that they need. And the reason we feel like we're at the end of ourselves is because good things take time. So I'm encouraging us all, don't pretend, don't waste your time. Make sure you're utilizing the time that God has given you by creating this roadmap for your life and say, okay, this is the last thing I heard God say. This is what I heard God say. Write it out and share it with your wise counsel, and then they'll come back and share feedback. And before you know it, you're still walking towards the goodness of the Lord. And God is perfecting you to be more good than evil. Because God knows that he's going to make the most of the time he has with you to make you good. To make you make a good choice in a bad situation. To make sure that you're good to yourself, to pray versus wanting to retaliate with words. Because we learn that sometimes moving off emotions, you can come off irrational. So, you know, slow down, be slow to speak. Right? Slow to anger. Be swift to hear what I'm saying. It's a reason why God called this podcast Here to Grow. We all are seeking to get to a growth mindset. And in that growth, we're going towards goodness and mercy. There is nothing wrong with being good, and there's nothing wrong with having mercy for yourself and someone else. Because if you walk towards where goodness and mercy is taking you, you're going to give, everyone is going to have a paw print or a footprint rather of that path of goodness and mercy that you're walking on. And then they are able to then walk on that same path with you because you are a trailblazer. The things that I'm saying to you, no one else in the world can say to you the way that I'm saying it to you, because no one is sharing my unique experience. I know that it sounds like I'm unbothered because I don't even know how to be bothered with what the world is saying and projecting on you because I'm not connected to the world. I'm connected to my inner me. I'm fighting my own enemy, which is my inner me. So I don't have time to go turn my ear to what is acceptable in your eyes. I am accepted. Even when I'm rejected by you, even if you don't think that I shall be queen, Lady Honey, I still stand and receive all of my essence Because I know that I'm not lucky, I am blessed. And that God has created opportunity for growth. And so I accept what God says is, you know, true about me. And in that, I get the opportunity to feel paradise on earth. I don't have to wait until I die to go to heaven. No, I want a kingdom experience now. I know God ain't asking me to do more suffering without bringing his comfort to me. No, I need a visit from the comforter. I need God to be a provider. I need my money to come to an end and God to bring it to a new beginning. Why? Because how can I trust in a God that I'm not utilizing? Right? I need God to be tangible. Why? Because good things take time. And listen, I didn't ask to be good. I didn't ask to be perfected. Right? I didn't ask for persecution. Right? But I accepted the call on my life because Jesus says, pick up your cross and follow me. I'm going through a discipleship process. That's painful. Anyone can accept salvation. That's free. Jesus died. You can say that you're a Christian, but will you be his disciple that makes more disciples? And in that discipleship, guess what? All of that thinking that you're so cool, you got it so together, and the things that you praise is probably the things that God hate. The things that you celebrate might be pride. So I am experiencing a new life here on earth. And in this journey, I'm seeing like, man, we all have so much work to do that when we wake up and we're like, we don't have anything to do, you're wrong. Pick up a mirror and look at yourself in the mirror. There's always fitness. There are fitness goals. There's nutrition goals. There's, spiritual goals. There's emotional goals that you can achieve. There is always something to do. There is always self-work. We all should be pursuing wholeness because good things take time. Take time with this good breath that you have, because if God took breath away, you won't be thinking about, oh, your wife, your children, your career, the money in your bank account. You're just going to want to be able to take one more breath. That's the best gift God could have given us, is breath. One more opportunity to just love on us. We're trying to love on everyone else. Let's slow down and love on us, because how can we love someone when we're neglecting us? And I hope that I'm presenting to you a different outlook, a different mindset, a mindset that's deeper than winning. I am this person because I failed. In my failures, I've learned how to reevaluate and reassess. And in those self-assessments, I'm like, dang, here's where I went wrong. It doesn't matter the amount of money in my bank account. Money can't make me feel good about myself. Having peace makes me feel good. Having love makes me feel good. Having joy, gentleness, kindness, being faithful, patient, having self-control, those things make me feel good. Those are not things that people get on stage and they brag about. I'm bragging about those things because I'm seeing people have rich bank accounts, poor character, and they're low on honesty and truth. That's why my circle is so small. Because I don't need someone depriving me from the human experience because they're wanting to be hidden. I rebuke every hidden thing around me. Everything around me shall be exposed and naked. Why? Because then we all can have a good time with becoming who we were created to be. Why? Because good things take time. And as we're taking our time to become the good thing, we got to make sure that we're not in our own way. And so I don't want to be in your way of growth. I'm not asking you to click on this podcast and allow me to be your God. I rebuke that thinking. I'm asking you to allow God to be God in your life. And if you're not ready to receive God in your life, you know, my heart goes out to you. I pray for you because I can't live this life apart from a God. I would die. That means death. Death to all of the work. Death to all of the laboring. Death to my future. And I just can't agree to that. But if you choose that, that's your choice. And I hope that if I come in contact with you, I love you enough to show you that there is a better way. A better way to accept the things that happen to you. To reject them by becoming your highest version of self. And appreciating your story. Right? And so, guys, I'm so grateful just to be God's lady, queen, lady, honey, because I know that I'm highly effective. And I just want to be a person that is proactively doing the work of a disciple and not reactive and responding to, oh, the world is lost, and watching the news and getting caught up in the presidency. I don't care about all of that. Why? Because I know that every man comes under the authority of the king. I'm telling you, while everything is brought under God's rulership, you need to focus on your mindset. You need to heal. You need to love. And you need to be restored. And I am hoping that you will be redeemed in all areas and that you come alive. But I do thank God for this podcast. I thank God for his kingdom expression. And I thank you, God, that we'll be able to see and you will be able to champion that good things take time. I'm God's queen, lady, honey. And in closing, I would like to serenade God with a freestyle. Father, you are all that I care to be, but my feet run swiftly to other beats, other streets. Why do I ponder on things that leave me alone? Somber I am, but honest I am. I always find my way back to truth because freedom is all that I have left. Freedom rings even when hell is screaming. So I thank you for the times that I spent in your living word, because that everything that lives inside of me, that word comes alive, and then death says goodbye. That night is turned into day. I reflect you this day, this moment. I am an image bearer. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins of yesterday, because I was a contradiction. But today I am a revelation. I love how you keep taking me from Genesis to Revelation, because you are my Alpha and Omega, and you are the good on earth. And keep unearthing all the things that are unlike you, because I know that I am your queen, lady, honey. And I will be the woman that reveals to all people that good things take time. Thank you for giving me your listening ear. And I encourage us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.